This is Fresh Air. Today, the streaming service Apple TV Plus premieres a new six-part series that's pretty unusual. It's a TV musical called Schmigadoon, using the Broadway musical Brigadoon as a launching point. Our TV critic David Biancooley has this review.
You don't have to be a fan of musical theater to enjoy Schmigadoon. The plot and the fun are easy enough to latch onto. Keegan-Michael Key and Cecily Strong play Josh and Melissa, two New York doctors who have been a romantic couple for a few years now. While on a remote hiking trip, they accidentally wander away from the group and end up in a magical, old-fashioned town where everyone breaks into song from time to time. It's a world from which the new visitors can't escape, at least not until they find true love, which, apparently, they're not experiencing at the moment with each other. Even if you don't recognize the story of Schmigadoon as a playful variant of the 1940s Broadway musical Brigadoon, there are some excellent TV precedents that you might know. NBC's recent Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist served up a delightful weekly musical series in which the central character imagined those around her suddenly bursting into emotionally revealing song and dance routines. A classic episode of the TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer did a similar thing, involving a curse that had everyone communicating in song. And I can't help mentioning the mind-blowing musical miniseries by Dennis Potter, whose dramatic masterpieces, Pennies from Heaven and The Singing Detective, showed just how much you could do with recycling old musical recordings from the 30s and 40s. In Schmigadoon, the characters of Josh and Melissa, it's quite clear, aren't exactly fans of the musical genre. But the show's creators and writers, Ken Dorio and Cinco Paul, certainly are, and that informs every single scene. Not only the music and lyrics, but the way the numbers are staged, choreographed, and even cast. So when Josh and Melissa first stumble into the town of Schmigadoon, they're met with people who look like the townsfolk of the Music Man, gather around the new visitors like the munchkins surrounding Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, and sing a proud welcome similar to the opening of Oklahoma. It's a lot to take in at once, but it all works, especially with Josh and Melissa acting understandably confused.
Okay, what is this? Now, why is music coming from everywhere?
Welcome to our little town,
where friends are all you'll meet,
and you will never see a frown.
Hey, everyone!
Hey there, Pete! You're probably wondering what we are. The most beautiful, wonderful, magical place of all.
What is happening?
It must be something they do for tourists, like Colonial Williamsburg.
Barry Sonnenfeld, the director who made the Men in Black movies and ABC's Pushing Daisies so entertaining to look at, does the same here. And the supporting cast is loaded with Broadway musical veterans who make the most of their respective turns. Alan Cumming from the superb revival of Cabaret plays the town mayor. Pushing Daisies co-star Kristen Chenoweth shows off her massive Broadway skills by doing a number playing off Robert Preston's high-energy Trouble song in The Music Man, and does it astoundingly in one unbroken camera take. And Martin Short has an obvious blast, playing a leprechaun who appears from nowhere to start Josh and Melissa on their journey, while singing a song that's 100% exposition.
Once ye have entered Schmigadoon, 'tis true ye won't be leaving soon. Within its borders ye are bound, until at last true love ye found. But till ye find it, ye must stay, where life's a musical every day.
Was that a leprechaun?
Yes. He said something. What did he say?
I don't know. I was more focused on how he was shattering my whole construct of what's real and not real in the world, because he was a freaking leprechaun.
This new 6-part Apple TV Plus series also features very strong turns by, among others, Fred Armisen and Dove Cameron. The performances, the script by Dario and Paul, the songs by Paul, the choreography by Christopher Gattelli, the direction by Sonnenfeld, each element feeds off the others. Schmigadoon is produced by Lorne Michaels of Saturday Night Live, and current cast member Cecily Strong and recent guest host Keegan-Michael Key really pull this off. Schmigadoon is being described as a parody, but it's a lot more sincere and complicated than that. Like such tongue-in-cheek Broadway musical comedies as The Book of Mormon and The Producers, it's a lovely production that's not only very, very funny in making fun of the musical genre, but also is a wonderful addition to it.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey. On Monday's show, writer Akash Kapoor talks about utopias, the impulse to build a better world, and what happens when dreams crash against reality. He was raised in an experimental community in India, left for school in the U.S. at age 16, and later returned to raise his own family. His new book is Better to Have Gone: Love, Death, and the Quest for Utopia in Auroville. I hope you can join us.